Your Weekend Breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
And now, let's go to the movies with Gail Edmonds, our resident film critic. Good morning, Gail.
Hi, Refilwe. How are you?
I am exceedingly well. No complaints. I hope you are too.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
and I thought we could do movies about sport, as it's the Olympics, you know, on trend.
Why not theme it a little bit? Why not put together a little content diary that speaks to, you know, the global news cycle? I'm all for it. So you've put together a list of your top sports films for this week. And I want to know if Moneyball, for some reason, Moneyball keeps cropping up for me as a sports film. Is it really? Really, really?
Yes, but well, it's about baseball. I guess it's about working the system of baseball, and it's on Netflix at the moment. Actually, I rewatched it this week, and it's such a good film. And yeah. I mean, it got six. You forget that it had six Oscar nominations. It was made in 2011, and it's about a guy who's running a baseball team back in one of the smaller places in America. You don't have to know a lot about baseball to follow it, because that's one of the problems I have with some films, American films specifically, about the sports that I don't really understand, which are many, I have to admit.
Listen, I'm in the same position.
So this one's quite fun because, obviously Brad Pitt's very good in it. He was nominated for a Best Actor Award for it, but also how he finds a way to work the system so that he doesn't have to have the deep pockets that like big
buying players
like New York has, but he works on a statistical likelihood with his team. And it's a true story, and it's a really great example of a sports film that, as you say, there isn't. It's not like you have to watch endless baseball games. So that for me is a win. You know?
All right. So Moneyball is in your top 10 list. It's third on the list. I don't know if you ranked this in order of priority.
I didn't rank.
Okay. No. Awesome. So Moneyball is there. Moneyball is there. Give us the next one.
Okay. Well, I was thinking the one for the Olympics, I think, is definitely got to be Chariots of Fire.
Yes.
From 1981. Simply because everybody can hear Vangelis in their minds as people run over the line, you know?
Well, now you have to do it, Gail, because what if somebody doesn't know it? You know, bum 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 bum. Okay, that's awful. Let's stop.
That's it.
Chariots of Fire.
Let's not fight everybody anymore.
What's next on the list?
And then the one I really love that's quite recent as well from 2017 was I, Tonya, which was about the big figure skating face-off between Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding, but it was Tonya Harding's story with Margot Robbie and Allison Janney. And I have to say, it was funny, it was clever, I just loved it.
It was triggering as well. The dysfunction made me crazy. But what an amazing point of view, just a point of view, the execution of how they did, you know, represented Tonya was just really amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful film, something different.
Okay, and Whip then, It. Can I bring that up?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Yes. Did you love it?
I loved it. What's it about?
It's about the roller derby.
Yeah.
And I just loved Drew Barrymore directed it, and it starred Elliot Page and Drew Barrymore and Kristen Wiig. And it was just high energy, great fun, very empowering sort of women's stories about this amazing roller derby. And my goodness me, I mean, you'd be lucky to come out without multiple broken bones, and some of them did. So I did love that film as well.
Okay, your final pick before we go to news?
I think we got to go with Eddie the Eagle.
Ah.
If you remember that one with...
I don't remind Eddie. Us.
Yes, Taron Egerton was... he was the 1988... Winter Olympics, and he was an English bloke who was determined to do the ski jump. And of course, he was terrible, and he persevered to do it. And it's a hilarious film. And if you haven't seen it, you should definitely put it on your list. It's sort of a sports film that's more about perseverance, but done so beautifully with Hugh Jackman as well. So definitely worth your while.
Lovely stuff. Gail Edmonds, thank you so much for those recommendations. I think I ought to make a date with Eddie the Eagle and check it out. Otherwise, let me know on 31702 your favorite sports film. We haven't gone through the list in its entirety, unfortunately. But what do you go back to time and time again? Gail, thanks so much. We'll speak to you again next weekend.